the Yekadish Atzma B'Shas Tashmis. B'Shas live with your wife, do it. The Kedusha Rashi says B'Tznius. Then Mischuz Zeh, you'll have boys. Almost, they still said back. Harabu Oskan, a lot of people did like this. But still below Ilu, it did not help. They didn't have boys, they had girls. And again, the answer is Yevakish Rachma B'Misha Bonim Shalah. You have to daven to Hashem, the one who gives us the children. Shneimet says, Hinei Nachles Hashem Bonim. That after the Nachas Hashem is to have boys, you have to daven to Hashem. Schar Priya Betnes, the reward for the Priya of the stomach. So Mer says, my commercial wants to chidish over here again. Toho, b'loi hola sagi, one without the other is not enough. That you have to marry a good wife and have tashmish b'tznius, and also daven to Hashem, then you be zeichet b'bonim. Now the Mer says, what the body of the Pasuk mean? My schar Priya Betnes, I mean the reward for the Priya Betnes. So Amar Rav Choma Bar Chanina, that bischar for the reward, shema shoyin atzman bebetin, that if the man, when he stays on top of his wife, he stays on top of a stomach like, kedesha tazriya ishto tchila, he does not let his zera first, but he just has kayach to wait until she's first mazras. She like first lets ovaries, let the eggs, and then he lets out his zera. So in that schar, noisin la kodesh baruch uschar priya betin, shem will give you to have a bonim. But that's why always more said that if the Isha is Mazras Tchila, then there'll be a Zohar. And if the man was Mazras Tchila, then there'll be an Ikeva. So Bishchad, that they were able to hold themselves back and wait for the wife first to be Mazras, Bishchad, that's called Schap Ribet, and will have Bonim. Then the Mishnah says, Beishama Yamashama, says the Mishnah, that any Isha that dies, so we have to be knowing as if she was a Nida before she died. And the Begodim have to be a Toivel in the Mikvah. Samara says, my time of the Resham, what's the reason of the Resham? Why do we say that any Isha that died, like before she died, she was a Nida? In any, if you want to tell me Mishum, the Siddur Pesach says, Vatizchal kol ha-malka, that the Malka became green like or scared, afraid, and we dashin, the Yomara Malam, that she appears a Nida, that she became a Nida. See, whenever she becomes scared, that makes her become a Nida. So, Achinam Yir also, before an Isha dies, Aga the Susa, the Malacha, the Musa, shouldn't she get scared, afraid from the Malacha Modus, is Chazi, that causes the Sidam. So that's what Meshami says every Isha before she dies, she has a Dinidur on her. So Mor says, no, the opposite. For your Nantan, we learned the Svar just the opposite. Shecharod, the Meselekas is a Damim. That if an Isha gets scared, frightened, that takes away her Dam. And we learned before, an Isha, even though she has a Veskavua, and she doesn't make a bika, she's Tamei, but if she was in the hiding place, afraid from the Goyim, even though the vest came, she doesn't become Tamei. Because when she's frightened, it takes away the Dam. So how could tell me when she gets frightened, it causes the Tzidam? So Mura says, Lola Kasha, Pachta Tzomis. If she gets Pachta, afraid, that's Tzomis, that like hardens the blood, it doesn't come out. She's afraid of the Goyim, she's hiding from them in the war, so that holds back the Dam. But the Susa, if she gets like a frightened for 1 second, somebody is if suddenly somebody scares you, that's Marapa, that causes the Dam light to become soft, that the Dam does come out. So here when she sees the Malacha Mavis, that strikes her right away for that second, that could cause her to see Dam. So most of that's John Beshama, if so, El Hod, if not, that we learned. Beshama says, Kol ha-noshim, all men are the same halacha also. Mesim zavim, that when they die, every man is considered like a tumah zav before he died. Beisil lo imino, ain zav, alamisha meis zav. Beisil says no, only if the man mamash had zav before he died. But some man doesn't have tumah zav. So Guru, why? Even if you want to tell me by a man, when he sees the malacha mavah, that makes him see zav, but the Guru Kvikam, we should see the passage that says, mitzorai v'lei machmas ainsay, that by a man, he only has tumah Zav, if it comes out by itself, not Machmas and Einis. So if the Malach HaMobos would cause him to see Zav, that would not make him Tamei. So what's Pshan Beishamai that he says that every man before he dies also has Tumas Zav on him? So Moshe Nechnami, Avadas only Yedim B'di Rabbonin. El around the time of the Mishan Beishamai's reason now Mishnah is like this. Could have timed it like we learned. But we showed at the beginning, Hoyamat Vilim Kelim Agabi Nidus Mesis. That only if an Isha died, and right before she died, she was a Nida. So again, when she was a Nida, all the clothing became Tamei. So even though you take off the clothing before she dies, those clothing had to go to the mikvah. So at the beginning, there used to only be Tevel, the clothing of an Isha that was a Nida before she died. But for her, you Nidois Chayis, the ladies that were alive, they were Nidois, mizbaishes. They used to get embarrassed. As if they said they're doing something because she was an Edom, it's like embarrassing to hear about an Edom. So therefore, Eskinu L'chon Menet HaKono, Shiyu Matzvirul Magam B'kol HaNoshim. No, any Isha, when she dies, with the Rabbonu, we consider as if she was an Edom before. Not to be Mavayish, but V'nei Kvodim Shonidas. So even though she wasn't an Edom, still there's a din, you have to be Tevel HaKelim. So therefore, the Ishas that are Nidus alive will not become embarrassed. Like you're not doing special for Nida to make the ones alive embarrassed. Yes, that's why they made this takona. Every Isha that dies has a din as if she was Nida, that we have to be Tevel HaKelim, so she should not be Nika whether she was Nida or not. Yeah, they call this Nidus Chayis. The same thing. But we should at the beginning, or your matvila magabe zovin, mason only if a man died with it to Mazav, then they were Tevel HaKelim. If so, Voyuzov and Chaim is Baishan, the people that were alive, they were Zav, became embarrassed. So, Skinner, the man at Takono, Shiu Madvil Magabi Kolonoshim, that any man that dies has a tomb of Zav on him. If they clothe him, Shazav and Chaim, Bisham covered after Zav, they're still alive. So, therefore, it's a Tkonim of the Rabbanim, Bisham, he holds, that any person that dies, or any Isha that dies, they gave them the tumor, so now we're not Mavchin whether really had, if she really had tumors, neither or not. So therefore, he will be Mavayish V'chayim. Here then the Mishnah says, V'isha Shemesa V'yotzim Emenu Reviyazdam. Hanisha died, and Reviyazdam came out from her. So, Mitam Mishum Kesem. Still we say the dam, even though it came out La'acha Misa, it has Tumas Nidu on the dam. And the Nafkamina is, if you only have a little bit of that dam, if you carry it, you become Tamei. Alf Dam of a Mace, you need a Reviyas of a dam. So here, but when the dam comes out of the Isha, we say, we'll soon see why, that that dam has a loch of a dam nida. And therefore, even a little bit of it is metamiyu. Or metamiyu b'yoyil, but who would then, if you have a whole revius of it, then it has a loch of tumas meis, as metamiyu b'yoyil. We have you, Daimon, know, ain't a metamiyu mishum kesem, it's not tumas nida. Since the dam came out liacha misa, she's not a nida anymore, it doesn't have a din tumas nida, it only has tumas meis. Mifnei, shenekag mishum meisa. Because the first came out after she died. So therefore, if you have a revius of the dam together and you touch it, you become Tomei. But less than that, you're not Tomei. For the mind of Yudhi, who agrees, the Yeshiva Sal Mishab, that's an Isha, was sitting on the delivery table. She was about to deliver. Omesa, she died on the delivery table. So the Yotzim Imen Revius, the revius dam came out. She Mitama Mishum Kes. And then we say that dam does have Tomei Nidir on it. Because then that dam was Neka when she was still alive. Or Rabbi Yosef Yosef says, the figure, that's the smorot tag of the dam came out when she was alive, then ain't the matama b'yoyil? If so, then this revius of dam doesn't have tumas ayil. Since you're telling me now the dam came out when it's still alive, so it's not dam ha-meis. So it's not dam ha-meis, it has no tumas ayil. It's only revius dam that comes out from a mace has tumas ayil. Here it's not from a mace, it doesn't have tumas ayil. So first the Gemara says, Mechla, what's Pshat HaTanakama? I, this dam first came out after she died. So why do we say the dam has tumas nidir on it? She can't become a nidir, she's dead already. So we say, Mechal, Tanakam is Sabam, Afagav, the neka dam, Mishemesa, Metami, Mishem Kesam, how could that be? Like even though she's dead already, how could the dam come out and have tumas nidir on it? So Moses says, yes, Amar Reb Zeram, Mekor, Mekoyim, Metom, Yikub, Benayu. That since this dam was in the body when she was still alive, and it was in her womb, so Lachar is, the womb is Metam of the dam. So even though the dam comes out after she's dead, and the dam cannot be mitamaho, but the dam itself has tumas nidir on it. So that's what the Tanakam holds. That since the dam goes through her makor, that makes the dam into an avatoma. So even if you only touch a drop of it, you become tamei. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, if you know the makor is not mitamrit, that since the first came out, the achamisa does not have tumas kesem, it only has tumas meis of every revius on it. Again, it says, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that she's Yosheba Salam Shaber when she's giving birth. Then the dam is Nekem Michayim. He saw Mechal Tanakamo, or else Mechal Rabbi Yehuda Sobar, V'yoyo Nami Metamei. So it's a kasha, why? If the dam came out when she's still alive, so it's not called Revius of Dam of a Mace. So how could Rabbi Yehuda hold the Tumas Oil? It's Rabbi Yehuda says there's no Tumas Oil. And Rabbi Yehuda holds there is a Tumas Oil. How could that be? So this is on Rabbi Yehuda, Dam Tvusa Kibanayu. The Nachkamina is the loch of Dam Tvusa. The Tanya will learn like this. That is El Dam Tvusa. What's the loch of this Dam Tvusa? This is Dam that's only Tomim Midrabonin. It's only if you have a revius of dam that came out after the person died from the mace of a revius dam comes out, then you have a tumas oil. But midi rabbanan, though, dam tfusa also has tumas oil on it. Now, what is considered dam tfusa? Zumar says, Pirish Reb Lezer Reb Yuda. He learns like this, that Horik, a person that died, was killed, Sheyotzer menodam, that he started to bleed to death like, Bein Bechaye, Bein Bemoisay. Some dam came out when he was still alive, and the rest of it came out when he was dead. Now, Sofik Bechaye V'yotzer, Sofik Bemoisay Yotzer. We have a Sofik, did the dam come out when he was alive, or did the dam come out when he was dead? Sofik Bechaye V'moisay. You also have a Sofik, maybe he have come out when he was alive, he have come out when he was dead. Is that dam tfusa? This is called dam tfusa. So kids, anytime you have a doubt whether this dam came out lach amisa or kaidem misa, see even though midi rice attack is not dam, it's not a dam misa, it's not dam to matame b'yoyel, but midi rabbanan though it's tamay. Stas p'shana mishnah war, Reb Yudah holds that this dam, even though she was on the mishaber, and some dam came out mechayim, but since there's also suffered, the dam came out lach amisa, therefore midi rabbanan has a tumas oil on it. For a chomram, the chomram say no. Such a sofik, if you have a sofik, maybe the whole thing came out mechayim. Then what it depends. Brishus ayochit sofik tomei even midiraisa, and brishus rabim sveikit torah. Like if you have a sofik, whether the whole thing came out mechayim or the whole thing came out lachamisa, it's like a sofik whether this is considered revius dam. And therefore the chomram said it should be told where it is. Brishus rabim it's torah. Brishus ayochit tomei. So this is not the tumah midirabbanan. Ella rather a zeal dam tfusa. What's considered dam tfusa? That's tummy only with rabbanon. It's like this to come hold. Horig, a person that was killed, shiyotse menu revius dam. The chayibu v'moisai. And echnami, we know where revius dam came out of him, and we know for sure some came out when he's still alive, and some came out lachamisa. Va'adayin leposak, and he did not stop dripping dam yet. And therefore it's like this. Sofag ruba b'chayim. We have a doubt, maybe Riva of the Revius came out when he was alive, and only of a Miat the Mice, only Miat came out after he died. Also, Safik Miat, perhaps the Safik, maybe though only a Miat of it came out when he was alive. For Ruva the Mice, but most of the Revius Dam came out Lachamisa. So, Zeo Dam Tfusa. This is called Dam Tfusa, Sonat Tamim with the Rabbanan. As Midi Raisa for sure it's Torah. Because Midi Raisa, we know for sure there's no Safik, we know for sure. That a complete revius of dam did not come out liyacha moisoy. Therefore, midi rice attack with store. But kolponim midi rabbanon though, if roiv would have come out liyacha moisoy, then the rabbanon were making zero roiv otokuloi. And now that we have a doubt, if roiv came out mechaim, roiv came out liyacha miso, also midi rabbanon has a din of tumitama. So that's why Yudah holds in the Mishnah, even though she's yeshiv ala mishaber for sure. Some dam came out when she was still alive, but since there is the suffer, there may be roiv or the revius came out liyacha misa, therefore that's a tumma midrabon and tumma soil. Now Reb Yudah says, horug sheyotzim amen revius dam. Person that was dying and revius dam came out, vayimuto b'mita, he was on a bed. V'edomai metavtef lugumen, his blood was dripping down into a hole in the ground. So locher is tumma. Also that revius of dam on the floor has tumma smes on it. Because the tip of the drop of blood that came out b'shas he died, that's mixed up in it. So that's all succeeded dam tfusa. The chachom mitan chom say no, it's tor. In such a case where the dam was dripping down drop after drop, and the reason why the chom say it's tor, mifnei